You're going to listen to an interview with the French actress Juliette Binoche. Choose the best answer, A, B, or C, according to what you hear. There is only one correct answer for each statement. The first one is an example. Write the letters in the spaces provided in the box. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 1.5 minutes to read the questions.
Juliet, how are you?
Good.
Would it be possible to count down in French for us, please?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Is it good fun being a film star?
It can be.
Are there any downsides?
Could be.
You're not going to tell me?
I'd say when you feel you didn't go as far as you wanted to, because the director doesn't want to do another take and all that. So at the end of the day, you felt like you haven't done exactly where you wanted to go. But otherwise, you feel maybe guilty as a mother because you travel, you go back and forth, so you wonder whether it's okay. But at the same time, you can take your children with you. So it's a... But I'd say it's a privilege to be an actor.
When you're on a set, who has the power, you or the director?
When there's no feeling of power, that's the best.
Will you be tempted to direct yourself?
I don't see it as a bad thing. Tempted feels like, you know, a sort of a guilty thing. I think that it feels almost natural for an actor to direct.
So you might direct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you've chosen your paths in your career, or have they chosen you?
Both. I think it comes together. It's like somehow the wave and the sand, you know. If there was no sand, there'll be no wave, and there's no wave, there's no maybe no sand.
Do you have a favourite part that you've ever played?
That I never played?
That you have ever played. The best part you have ever played. Or is that impossible?
It's impossible to answer. There's several ones, and I don't put one against the other. They're all of me, and they went through me. Yeah.
Do you prefer to play parts where you really identify with the character that you're playing?
I think I always identify with them. It's part of the compassion as an actor. For a part, you have to have this space of compassion in order to give yourself, give your heart.
How do you prepare? We've got plenty of time. How do you prepare for a role?
I would say it prepares me as much as I prepare them, the roles. But how do I prepare? Depends. Each role is different. I have a different preparation each time because I've been working with people, with directors improvising, you know, and not wanting to have a dialogue and all that. And sometimes I've been very, you know, precise technically because there was a specific accent or things like that.
Your mother was a drama teacher and she trained you a bit, is that right?
Yeah, she's a source of inspiration, but she's an actress as well. Yeah.
What do you think you would have done, Juliet, if you had not become an actress?
Paint. I think I could have done anything.
Your father is a sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
And you paint. It's mm-hmm. one of your big passions.
Yes, but somehow it didn't come very much from my father because sculpting came later in his life.
Is that how you relax? How you switch off? No?
No. It's the same as acting. It's just a different medium. But it's all the same plunge, the same jump into the unknown somehow. And you, as you're going inside, you find, as it finds you as well. So it's very much like acting for me.
Do you see yourself as an intellectual? You think a lot about things and not just the parts that you play.
In my family, my sister was the intellectual. So when some people think I'm an intellectual, it makes me laugh.
Politics. Would you say you're very political?
When I can be, I am, but I would rather think more human than political.
Would you ever go into politics?
No, I wouldn't.
And what would your legacy be? 5 seconds.
Go for it. Love. Ha 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 ha!